Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. President Volodymyr Zelensky of Ukraine has said he will ask Parliament to dismiss the Defence Minister, Oleksiy Reznikov, this week. In his nightly television address, Mr. Zelensky said now was the time for what he called new approaches. From Kiev, here's Paul Adams.
This is something that has in fact been coming for a little while. It is perhaps part of President Zelensky's wider anti-corruption drive, which has seen a number of high-profile cases throughout this year. There's no suggestion that Mr. Reznikov himself is guilty of any corruption. In fact, there have been a number of quite well-publicised cases of corruption when it comes to procurement within his ministry. And that, I think, is why we're hearing President Zelensky saying the time has come to try some new blood.
South African President Cyril Ramaphosa says an inquiry led by a judge has found no evidence that his country provided arms to Russia. In a televised address, Mr. Ramaphosa said the claim made by the US ambassador to South Africa had damaged his country's economy and its international reputation. Shingai Nyoka reports from Johannesburg.
After a probe which began in May, an independent panel has rejected U.S. Ambassador Ruben Brigati's suggestion that South Africa had loaded arms on the sanctioned Russian vessel. Announcing the findings, President Cyril Ramaphosa said that none of the allegations were proven to be true and that those who'd made the allegations could not support their claims. The probe did find, however, that the ship delivered a consignment of weapons to South Africa from Russia from a 2018 order. Mr. Ramaphosa will only be releasing an executive summary of the report for security reasons. It's not clear what happens now to the U.S. ambassador.
Mexico is a step closer to having its first female president, following the appointment of the centre-right senator Xochitl Galvez as candidate by the main opposition coalition. She's expected to run against Mexico City's former mayor, Claudio Sheinbaum, in June's election. Leonardo Rocha reports.
Ms. Galvez, a successful businesswoman and a senator for the Conservative National Action Party, was born into poverty and has an indigenous father. She has criticized the current centre-left administration, accusing President Andrés Manuel López Obrador of leniency against Mexico's powerful drug cartels. She says the number of murders has surged in the past 5 years and has promised tough measures against organized crime. Xochitl Galvez is expected to present a strong challenge to the governing party's candidate, the former Mexico City mayor, Claudia Sheinbaum.
Guatemala's electoral court has suspended a ban on the party of the president-elect, Bernardo Arevalo. He had accused government officials of imposing the ban to prevent him from taking office in January. The Semilla party had been sanctioned for alleged irregularities in its registration of members. World News from the BBC. The Foreign Minister of France has reiterated her country's commitment to maintaining troops in Niger and keeping the French ambassador in place. The military leadership in Niamey demanded the envoy's expulsion more than a week ago. The minister, Catherine Colonna, told Le Monde newspaper that the ambassador was the French representative to Niger's legitimate authorities, the deposed government of President Mohamed Bazoum. Algeria has made its first official comment on the shooting dead of two jet skiers who strayed into Algerian waters from Morocco last Tuesday, Kat Wiener reports.
The Defence Ministry in Algiers said in a statement that its coast guard had opened fire after a group of jet skiers illegally crossed into Algerian territorial waters. It said they ignored warning shots and repeated demands to stop. It said the lethal response was prompted by the fact that there had been increased activity by drug smugglers and organised criminal gangs across the maritime border. The ministry said one body had been recovered. Lawyers for the two victims, who hold dual French-Moroccan nationality, have said they will file a complaint in Paris. Relations between Morocco and Algeria have been tense for many years.
Thousands of people in the Greek city of Thessaloniki have held a protest against the planned introduction of new identity cards later this month. The government has denied conspiracy theories that the cards contain chips or listening devices. They will show most of the same information as the current IDs. Many of the opponents of the cards are deeply religious, and some Church of Greece bishops have encouraged the demonstrations. In tennis, the American teenager Coco Gauff has reached the quarterfinals of the US Open. She beat Caroline Wozniacki in three sets in New York. The victory ended Wozniacki's remarkable comeback run after more than 3 years away. BBC News.